for festivals. It brings out the flavor.
Every Wednesday here on Indie, it's the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Right here on this stage, it's probably the world's greatest concentration of sinners in any one spot.
You got to be good or bad as the devil.
Let's try it one more once.
Thank you.
Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That's where we are right now, live from the top of the Niagara Escarpment, which is just north of the south of it, so keep that in mind if you're driving east on the westbound. Well, it's a pleasure to be back, of course, again, with a program here. It's always fun to spend an hour with you listening to great music, fresh content, and some of the enlightening news of the day, such as we do have one story for you here today. It's about bees in China, no doubt, and as we know, the bees are a very big thing. They're actually rather talked about quite a bit in today's society because the populations of bees seem to be buzzing downward, which is not very good for many reasons. If you're unfamiliar, you can watch the Bee Movie by Jerry Seinfeld circa 2005 or something like that. So that'll answer most of your questions. Not how Dan Aykroyd got his law degree in that film, but it does answer some other ones. And it poses a lot of questions, too. You know, that's a good thing about a good movie is that it makes you think. But in terms of what's going on with these little pollinators in China, it's that, of course, because the population of bees is so in danger, in China, they will build the little wooden houses on steep cliffs. And in Shenanjia Nature Reserve, they have a 700 wooden boxes that the bees use as their hives are just nailed right into the cliff face there. And that's so that all the animals, the bears, and I suppose whatever else eats bees or honey, can't get to them. And then the beekeepers will just take care of them by actually walking on top of the homes. They're organized in such a way that they create a little steep walkway, a stairway, I guess, right into the cliff face, so they can take care of them. I guess bears don't know how to use stairs, or at least walk on beehives, so otherwise someone's getting airdropped into this cliff face. I'm not sure how this actually works, but you know, it's funny. I was reading this before, I thought, wow, that's a clever idea, but now I'm reading it now, I say, I'm not too sure anyone knows what they're doing over there. But we do know what we're doing here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that's music, and it's comedy, and it's interviews, and it can be so much more as well. And it is particularly special today because we have two new releases for you. A single by Antonio Sanchez will be coming up, as well as Buddy Rich and Ella Fitzgerald and Roddy Elias and Julius Rodriguez and even Julia Hulsman Quartet with a new album that will be coming out shortly, so we'll talk about that in a bit. But for right now, let's just get started with some good old-fashioned jazz here on Indy 101.5. Thank you. Indy 115, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As I promised, we would have new music for you. Well, it has come to my attention that my responsibility as a broadcaster means that I must fulfill my my promises. I must fulfill my promises, and therefore I have a new song from a new album by Julia Huseman Quartet. It is actually a really wonderful album and a wonderful song we have for you from the album as well. The album is called The Next Door and will be releasing August 26, which is only 2 days from now. So this Friday, it will be coming out, and it features Julia Huseman, of course, Uli Kempendorf, Mark Mühlbauer, and Heinrich Köberling. It is really great fun, and it is a follow-up to their 2019 album, Not Far From Here. So it is a bit... not late, I guess. You know, they produce it anytime, but it's been a while since their last album, so this is really exciting that we're getting something new as well. And it's the same lineup. Julia Huseman has kept this quartet in studio. They've been waiting there for 3 years for her to finish composing, and therefore they have reinvented this familiar and cool virtuosity. It's a very clever album. It's thoughtful, and it's inquisitive jazz making. It very much is jazz in its bare essence. So, Not Far From Here is The Next Door. The Next Door is this new album. It's exciting. So Heinrich Köberling on drums, Mark Mühlbauer on bass, Uli Kempendorf is the saxophonist, and Julia Huseman is the pianist. And together they come all together to create a really wonderful album. And it's very thematic. It doesn't just follow sometimes there's an energy that albums have and they just kind of hang on to that and they go. I feel like listening to this, it's like a painting. You're watching a painting being made. It starts off very pensive, as though the canvas is blank and they're just kind of dabbling, they're getting started. But then it beats up. It goes up and down, and they try different things. There's inspiration coming from other jazz works, of course, obviously their own experience, but even some classical music as well. Frédéric Chopin comes to mind, to specifically Mark Mühlbauer's composition, Polychrome and Valdemosa. But then you have notes of bossa nova in there as well. So there's lots of different things coming together. And then ultimately we get this beautiful final picture, which is The Next Door. And Polychrome, the song we'll be playing for you, as I mentioned, was written and composed by Mark Mühlbauer. And it goes through these pulsations. It's a rubato exercise built around a mostly diatonic melody that wants to escape its tonal framework. And you may notice that the way I said that makes it sound like I know what I'm saying. But I don't. These are a lot of music words I will throw in, but that's what they said. That's Mark's own words describing that song. So who am I to disagree? That's absolutely correct. Or is it? Well, we're about to find out as we play Polychrome for you here from Julia Huseman's Quartet's new album, The Next Door, on Indie 101.5. Thank you.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of, oh, yes, the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Swinging, boys.
you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Will you repeat that again, dearie, please?
No, they can't take that away from me.
Indie 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. What you just heard there was the Julia Hulsman Quartet with their new release, Polychrome. As I mentioned, that will be coming out this Friday, August 26th, which I thought that date sounded familiar, and that is because it is not the only thing coming out on this Friday, August 26th. Alongside Julia Hulsman will be none other than Antonio Sanchez. He has a single for you here called Suspended Animation, which will be coming from his new album called Bad Hombre, Volume 2. So it's a... or Shift. So it's a sequel to his 2017 Grammy-nominated Bad Hombre album. And it's a premiere for Warner Music with Mr. Sanchez here. And originally, the release of his first album, Bad Hombre, in 2017 was extremely political. It was outrage. It was fury over the political situation in the U.S. at the time, especially in relation to U.S.-Mexico border and, political things there, the feelings and whatnot. So he shifted to breaking through creative walls to kind of, I guess, conquer that feeling inside of him and then express himself as well. His anger transformed, and the fact that this material, the music, did not originate with him changed the equation, because it originated through the situation and the feelings that he had at the time. So it's exciting in that it's very raw. This follow-up album, Shift, or Bad Hombre Volume 2, is no different in that sense, in that it is fueled by emotions and feelings that he has had for a long time, and just kind of expressing them through a different way that he's maybe not as used to doing. That's exciting, because it leaves a lot of space for uniqueness, and it's an extreme personal touch. Really, the whole album is one big personal touch featuring these little trinkets in between. So it is a lot of fun. It's a great... I haven't had the chance to hear the whole album yet. It's not out yet, but it's a great single, and I'm very excited to see what it turns into. He's also a name you might remember from the Birdman movie of 2014, which was really big at the time it came out. I think it might have won an Oscar or Golden Globe or something. And he did the soundtrack for that, and it got him into great recognition as he won a Grammy for that composure. So here's hoping for the best of luck for him with this new album, 5 years in the making. So it's exciting to see it's finally coming out on August 26th. So stay tuned. You can find Antonio Sanchez on Spotify and all the other usual places you might be finding your music. So without further ado, I give you Suspended Animation with Mr. Sanchez featuring Kimbra as well on Indie 115.
I'll jump off the not because I'm suicidal, 'cause I wanna expand. But I'm not scared of the ocean, but I'm scared of your love, 'cause you have all the potential to shake me up and make me inconsequential with your love.
shelter. He took his chances with the sleepless and the dying. And when his friends did not return, their bodies quiet now as candles under glass. He felt the echo of a flame that was too bright. Makes his weary way among the ones who kept their day stamps. He thanks his God and turns towards another day. Everything is closed, and so he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten. To lose, yet he is restless, set to fight. And when the morning brings on daylight, he takes a silent count of everything. He feels the echo of a life that once was promised. He makes a note to walk among the ones who understand. Thanks the stars and turns towards another night. Everything is closed, and so he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten. And it's the
Indy 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Or if you're just tuning in, well then, cut out those last few seconds, because it's just welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I had a lot of great music there. It wasn't Antonio Sanchez, just splendid there, featuring Kimbra, no less, and that is the single that's being released. And then, of course, we had Julia Hulsman as well, her quartet, with a new release later this week. So there you go. It's great fun, as always. And I just can't say much else other than that. But I do bring you over to our wonderful amalgamation of talent in today's comedy and music. There's going to be laughing and singing together from the Dean Martin Show way back. We're going to March 3rd, 1966, which is pretty incredible to think that we can bring media from all the way back then, over 50 years ago now, and bring it into the future. You know, some things date with time, of course, picture, and maybe some of the jokes too. But I think it's really just neat to show that we can amalgamate these things and bring them together. I mean, that's what I love about some of the new music we play, when it sounds like it's from the future or like something we shouldn't be listening to yet. This is like 2025, this song should be coming out, but it's out now. Or vice versa, you know, you hear things from way back in the day, you think, wow, that's crazy. Like the Ella Fitzgerald album we got earlier this year, live at the Hollywood Bowl, where it's this old stuff, you know, from the 50s, and here we are. It's never heard it before until now. It had just been released this year, you know, how many years, 30 years after she passed away, and 70 years after it probably happened. So there you have it. And this is no different. Very good stuff with George Gobel's Dean Martin and Sid Caesar on the Dean Martin Show back in the day, talking about their wives and then singing the song about Goyles. How wonderfully portrayal and accurate. There you have it. So without further ado, there they are on Indy 101.5.
Oh, well, tell me, George, how's Alice?
You mean spooky old Alice?
Yes.
Well, she's pretty good, except for this one thing. She's been getting some dizzy spells lately.
Hmm?
And she faints. She falls a lot, too. She just falls for no reason. You don't have to look at me like that. You just look.
She falls.
She falls, and the doctor said she needs some rest, and I should take her away, and so we're taking a trip, and we're leaving in the morning.
Oh, that's nice, George. Where are you taking her?
To the edge of the Grand Canyon.
The edge.
You're going to get me in trouble. There's the kind of a guy who'll sneak into your room at 4 o'clock in the morning, steal the drawstrings out of your pajamas, and holler fire. By the way, Dean.
I miss my Jeannie. She went to visit her mother a week ago and promised to call me every night. Haven't heard from her once, not once. But I know that Jeannie, she'll call me tomorrow night.
Now, why should tomorrow night be different?
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
I can't hardly wait either, you know.
Because I'm going to put the phone back on the hook tomorrow afternoon.
That's
why.
Hey, that's a pretty shrewd move.
I say that. Hey, how's your wife?
My wife's fine. Very fun. I think it's a wonderful country that we live in, that we can, the three of us, can stand here and kill around with our wives. And we know that in the morning, we're going to get clobbered. You know. So we ought to sing and get out.
Yeah, let's sing before we get into any more trouble.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There's nothing you can name that is anything like a day. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world has a small and slender frame
like the silhouette of a day.
There are girls that make us happy.
Oh, there are girls that make us blue.
Oh, there are girls that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner giving all the girls the eye.
A nicer occupation.
A matter of fact, neither do I. Oh, standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
A fella needs a girl to sit by his side at the end of a weary day.
Sit by his side and listen to him talk, and agree with the things he says.
Girls, to the right of me, girls, to the left of me, girls, in front of me, girls, behind, girls all over me, I don't mind, oh. What a rogue am I, so much a rogue am I, simply smothered in kisses and curls of the girls, 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 girls. And kisses kisses and curls with those girls, 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 girls.
You can picture me every evening at the close of the day, writing a little letter in the YMCA.
You can drop it now, Harry.
Dear, although it's lonesome with you so far away, I can always find a little sunshine.
Huh? Yeah.
Like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame,
and nothing thinks like a dame,
and nothing acts like a dame,
or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with a dame and hair that can't be cured by putting him near a girly, womanly female.
Indy 115, you just heard George Gobel, Sid Caesar, and Dean Martin right here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And it is with them that I will now close out today's show. It has been a pleasure once again to be here with you and to listen to some great comedy, some new music, some old music, and everything in between. I thought I really enjoyed some of that stuff. Yeah, Antonio Sanchez, as well as Julia Hulsman. Oh my goodness, this is fresh, exciting stuff coming out of the woodwork here. Both come out August 26th, so watch for those names this Friday. And we'll continue to have them on the station as well, of course. And that does bring me into next week's show, the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, August 31st. Yes, it is the 31st next week. I've nearly forgot how fast the month has gone by. And it has been a pleasure, as always, to be here with you. I thank you so much for tuning in. We have Julius Rodriguez here on Indy 115. Good night and take care.
To CIOI, Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.